I'd like to ask you, Ron, a little bit about your background as a professional in the world of investment and stock market trading.
Well, I first got interested when I was in college. I went to St. Joseph's University in Pennsylvania, there at the borderline between Philadelphia and Lower Merion. And while I was there, Lower Merion has an area called the Main Line, where I went to high school. It's a very, very wealthy, affluent area. And most of the kids, you know, when you meet their parents and stuff, they're all involved in the market. And here I was, a city kid, living in a small little row home, going out to meet my buddies who are living in these huge mansions, and their fathers are talking about these different stocks and stuff. And for a wide-eyed kid, you're thinking, hey, how do I get to there? How do I have a house like this as opposed to my row home in Philadelphia? How do I have, you know, green grass, and how do I get to be where this person is? And in the course of going through trying to figure out how they did it, you know, obviously the stock market came up and I got interested in it. And I went to school and got a degree in finance from St. Joe's and then started my career on the floor of the Philadelphia Stock Exchange back in 1987.
So when you say the floor, can you describe that a little bit? What does the floor look like to those of us who know nothing about this?
Okay, the floor, I mean, obviously the floor sounds very exciting to most people, but if I had to, you know, describe it innately, it's kind of like a dungeon. What it is in most of the trading floors are basements of a major building. It has no windows. It has normally poor air circulation, and what it has is a whole mess of traders and a whole mess of screens, kind of like what you saw in the movie Trading Places with Eddie Murphy. That's kind of what the floor is, and you know, there's a lot of computers and a lot of people running around, and it's loud and it's boisterous and it's messy, and you know, but that's where big dollars are made for the floor traders.
And you grew through that to become, in fact, an instructor and a leader in that field.
Well, yeah. When I first started, I started on the foreign currency option floor. So I got basically some time learning currencies. I moved over to the equity option floor. And at some point in time in the early 90s, I took on an assignment for my company to become the specialist in Dell computer options. And at the time, Dell Computer was the biggest, busiest book, basically, you know, in the world. I got to see just about everything that could ever happen, both bad and good, you know, over in Dell Computer. There were orders from all over the world coming in all day long, and we normally would do almost 80% of the total volume of the entire Philadelphia floor in Dell Computer.
And eventually, as I understand, as a professional trader, you not only practiced, but you also taught.
Yes, that's exactly true. One of the, I guess, allures that some of the firms had for me was not only could I trade and manage positions and manage other traders, but I could teach.
And today, you teach folks like me, folks like the people who are listening to this audio. Investors who are not full-time, not professional, but are doing this to build their own personal wealth. Can you tell me a little bit about your present-day teaching activities?
Sure. And it's funny, but I think I'm unlike most instructors in this way, because when I went from teaching the professional floor traders, and I've taught, I don't know, 50, 70, however many, to be successful full-time floor traders, when I made the move to start teaching the retail customer, the individual investor, there was two schools of thought. One school of thought was everyone else's school of thought, which was, hey, these guys aren't professional traders. There's stuff they don't need to know. They don't need to be trained in this manner or that manner. And then I thought about it, and the second school of thought is my school of thought, which is, well, wait a second. These professional traders that we're teaching are not trading their own money. They're trading the money of some major bank or some major, you know, brokerage or some major proprietary trading firm. They can afford to go ahead and not know everything. It's the individual investor that needs to know the most. And the reason is because they're trading their money. It's their own money, their own hard-earned dollars. And there's a lot more risk there. I mean, a professional trader, if he doesn't do well, okay, he quits and gets a new job. An individual investor doesn't do well and his kid's not going to college. You know, his daughter's not going to have that wedding she's been dreaming of. And it's tough as a parent to look at your kid and tell them that, hey, you know, I'd love to be able to send you to that school. It's a great opportunity. It's a great school and it's really going to help your career, but I can't afford it.
So your passion today is really to teach people the right way.